is going on. We've got kids at pride parades performing drag and transitioning. We've got trans adults dominating sports, drag queens in Blue's Clues, and an endless amount of pronouns.
Something needs to be said. Things are getting a little bit out of hand. Maybe not a little bit, a lot of it. Being black is merely just a part of me. Being gay is merely just a part of me. I am an individual with my own thoughts and my own mind. So are you. No one should be allowing any characteristic of themselves to identify their entire being.
Guys, I saw this video and I just had to bring Amira on the show to talk about it. So let's get into it. All right, guys, before we introduce Amir, who's been on the show before, he really needs no introduction. Guys, please like and subscribe. This video is an important subject matter, and I want as many people to see it as possible. So please hit that like button, smash the like button, if you will. And without further ado, let me introduce content creator and friend of mine, Amir Odom. Amir, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's awesome being back. I love it here.
Yeah. First question, Amir. Why are you gay?
Why are you gay? Why are you running?
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
You know I had to do it.
I love it. I love it.
I use that meme all the time on this show, so I had to have an excuse to actually say it to somebody in person.
That's what I said to my BF. He'll try to give me a hug. I'm like, why are you gay? No homo.
But honestly, the meme is becoming pretty profound because in your video titled My Concerns with the LGBTQ plus Community, you're talking about how you're really starting to deviate from this community. And let's talk about it because there's a quote in here that I think is amazing. You said,
if someone asked me in passing, Amir, do you support the gay community? I would say no.
And of course, you are a gay man. You are, by all metrics, a member of this community. Talk right. about why you reject that.
Because they're absolutely off the walls and crazy. It used to just be just being pride in who you are and accepting who you are and just coming to terms with that. But now it's this entire charade of just things that don't matter. The drag queens, the promiscuity, the pride parades, the gay clubs, it's all just a hot mess. And I do not like where this community is going. I do not like how involved the children are, how sexually and perverted everything is, the drag queens overhauling everything. That has nothing to do with me at all. Like, I don't want to be associated with that. And when someone thinks about, if someone were to say, what do you think the gay community is? They're going to think drag queens. They're going to think story hour. They're going to think the trans community. They're going to think all things, not even gay. They're going to think all things, this TQ plus narrative. And I have nothing to do with that. And I don't want to support it. And I don't want to be a part of that group.
Yeah, I've always taken issue with the term community just in general. Like, even if the LGBTQ community was doing something that was inherently good, how are you going to lump people all together in a group and say, simply because we have these sexual characteristics or these gender-based characteristics, we are now somewhat of a community? There's going to be so many things that you're going to disagree on because you've slapped the label of community. It now assigns these positions, these roles, and these biases to everybody who is L, G, B, T, or Q. And in your video, I heard you express something that I've heard a few people within the LGBTQ community say, and that is lesbian, gay, and bisexual people wanting to basically take an axe to the T and the Q at the end of the acronym and separate it. Do you second that? Do you want to get rid of the whole community? What are you looking at in terms of all these letters?
Honestly, I'd rather get rid of the whole community. Like, we're fine now at this day and age. But really, I would ultimately get rid of the TQ plus. It has nothing to do with sexuality. Like, sexuality, the root word sex, and it's male-female. That's what the sexuality, like, it sounds like I'm explaining, like, first grade topics right here. Like, sexuality, male-female, gay, straight, bi, that's it. There's nothing else to it. But now you have this TQ plus narrative, which is hijacking everything. Absolutely everything. You have nothing to do with them. I have nothing to do with gender expression. I have nothing to do with transitioning your body. I have nothing to do with any of that. And it's completely driving this whole community, well, the LGB, up a wall because it's just all just null and void. Not even to mention the fact that we're being erased by them.
100%. And yeah, let's talk about that erasure there, right? Because I've heard Ariel Scarsella, who is a famous lesbian content creator, talk about, well, wait a second, when you're coming in with the T and the Q and all these things, and you're telling me that as a lesbian now, I have to date women, trans women who are, you know, biological males who have transitioned. Now the term lesbian is null and void. It means nothing now. The term gay means nothing now. What does bisexual mean if you have all these different genders? So you feel that too.
I feel the exact same way. It's like, how are you going to tell me a trans man is a man if that man has a whole uterus? Like, I'm sorry. Like, the only reason I'm defined as gay is because I like biological men. But now you're telling me that a man doesn't even have to be biological. It's just whatever they're feeling like that day. That's cap. Like, I'm nothing to do with that. That's like, that's no. You're not going to sit up here and tell a lesbian that this whole dude with the body parts of a dude is a woman. That's backwards.
Right.
Like,
right.
How do we even get here? To even having this conversation in the first place, we're having to explain that a guy has male parts. That's it. Like, they're trans for a reason. They're transitioning from one thing to another, which is funny enough in itself because it's only two things that they're transitioning from. It's either a male to female or female to male. Like, I don't understand this idea that all of a sudden we have to accept everyone's feelings that they are a woman because they feel like a woman and that's what they want to be today. Or feel like a man and they're just not. And none of this, everything that we've said so far, is not even hateful. It's literally just a fact. Like, it's just common sense that, hey, you want to be a trans man, go do your thing. But remember that you're trans first. You're not a man. You're a trans man. And you will never be a man. Not being hateful, you know what you're getting yourself into when you become a trans person. So don't sit here and act like you are a man and then want to be sad when guys don't want to. Like, it's just all backwards. It's all backwards.
And now we're going to be called transphobes and TERFs and get all the different acronyms that are going to be in the comment section. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. We've endured it. But you asked an important question and you said, how did this happen? How did we get here? Because it used to be LGB. Now it's LGBT and Q, and it keeps racking on things. And I'm wondering, for me, when I talk about the feminist movement, I go, you know what? Feminism started off really, really great. You know, we were evening the playing field there. We were gaining our right to vote, you know, be out and advocate for ourselves, have a career if we want a career. But at some point, the coin flipped and flipped and flipped. And I just went, you know what? I can't identify with this anymore. I no longer want to call myself a feminist. So at what point in the LGBTQ journey did that happen for you where you said, that's enough, we're equal, I want to move on now?
Probably recently, maybe 2019, I feel like, because after marriage equality passed, the LGB was pretty much chilling. They were fine. Like, it was really quiet in 2015, 2016. Like, it was not much was going on. But a nonprofit can't exist if the problem is resolved. That's the entire reason a nonprofit exists, because they're trying to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. Well, the gays were fine. So now they just shifted all their money and all their focus to the TQ plus, which is never ending. It's a never ending problem because it always keeps expanding. So that's when the problem, when it really became a big issue, is when the TQ plus started getting highlighted and all this money is funding towards them. And once I saw that, I was out, especially the kids. Like, I've gone like two pride parades. And I was like, this is not for me. I'm not vibing with this. And then RuPaul's Drag Race, that show came out. I saw him do a kid con or like a drag con for kid. Like, he had a panel for that. That was a little murmuring. So like, this is weird. And then kids going to pride parades and it just kept getting more sexual. I'm like, this is getting weird. Not sure what's happening here. And then I don't know. It just seemed like the past 2-3 years, it's just completely gone off the rails.
Yeah.
Especially regarding the children. And it's wild.
it seems like with most movements, that's where it's going now. Like, I think mm-hmm. about feminism. Okay, now it's off the rails. I can't identify with that anymore. You think about the black movements and movements for people of color. Okay, you guys had a point in the beginning. Now it's gone off the rails. I can't do it anymore. LGBTQ. Okay, you guys had a point in the beginning. Now it's gone off the rails. I can't be here anymore. And kids does seem to be really at the forefront of people's brains with all of these issues, because now it's children being injected into the narrative. And you, in your video, which again is titled My Concerns with the LGBTQ Community, and you guys should check out and watch in at length on YouTube, you bring up the subject matter of drag queens in kids, mm-hmm. which is somehow at the forefront of people's brains because of this legislation is being passed about drag queens and kids. And now that the left have seen that people are trying to come after this, they are in fact pushing children to do that more often and having all these family-friendly drag queen shows. I, as a kid, just like you, I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race, which didn't realize was so inappropriate at the time. I was a child. How could I have known? I was going to pride parades as a kid where you had men on these floats wearing Speedos or literally loincloths, nothing at all, throwing out condoms into the air and handing them out to children. And this all was real stuff that was happening when I was a kid. So it's unbelievable. But make the case for why kids should not be exposed to this, because people are going to say, well, Amir, you exist in the real world. You're a gay man. All of this stuff exists in the real world. Why not show children this at a young age and just say, hey, this exists?
Because it doesn't exist in the real world. It exists behind walls with an ID checkpoint. So if you want to see it in the real world, you have to be of age and you go back there and see it. Do strippers exist in the real world? Yeah, they do. But you got to go to a corner at 5 a.m. to see it. Or a club with an ID check. They're not bringing it to the schools. They're not bringing it to the parades. And the fact that they're trying to do this with drag queens, again, I don't even know how this even, who even thought this was a good idea to begin with. But they shouldn't be involved in seeing that. I have to be of age to get to a drag show where they're stripping, where we're throwing money at them, where they're in costumes pretending to be another gender. Like, by all means, you're grown adults, you want to do that. There's a lot of different crazy, you know, things that people like to do. Whatever, right. You're an adult, you're behind closed doors, ID checkpoints, the whole nine, go for it. Why are you doing that same routine in a local library? Why are you doing that same routine in an elementary school? Why are you doing it on a float at a pride parade? Why do you feel the need to do what you do for grown adults for children? And people tell me, oh, Amir, what about like clowns? Or what about like the more child-friendly drag shows? Has there ever been a drag show for children where they're just fully dressed in a full gown and nothing went wrong? I'm sure it has happened. I'm sure it's possible. But that's not what we're seeing. Nine times out of 10. What we're seeing is the more perverse kind. What we're seeing is bouncing on and twerking in front of the children and making the children get up and shake their butt and get money thrown at them. That has nothing to do with the child. I don't know why I have to fight, and I even have to need to make a YouTube video to state that case. But it's like we're so polarized, left versus right. It's like, why can't we, the left, just acknowledge and come together and say, hey, this is actually a bad idea.
Right. This should not be a partisan issue. It really should not be a partisan issue. And I'll tell you right now, Bobo the Clown was not wearing fake tits when I was a kid. Bobo the Clown was not wearing fake tits. He was not wearing a stripper's outfit. He was not twerking. And he did not ask kids to put money in his bra. So I don't know what clown shows they were watching as children. Mm-hmm. But what do you think? I mull over this a lot because I'll see these crazy videos, and some of the videos that you had to sit and edit for yours, I'm sure, are burned into your brain and your memory forever.
That was a whole other. Yeah.
Amir's in therapy now. But you watch these videos, and I think exactly what you said. What makes somebody do this? Like, how do you feel that this is the right thing to do? And I go back and forth between thinking, people are just truly ignorant and they think that this is the right thing. Yeah. They think this is the compassionate thing to do, and that maybe people are malicious and they do have some sort of nefarious motive in doing this with children. Where do you land on that? Because it's a tough thing when you keep seeing these videos over and over.
I think it's just a case of people not wanting to be problematic. I think we see that, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and the loudest crew right now is the LGBTQ. You would get canceled, you would get dragged, it doesn't matter what, like, they are absolutely psycho.
Yeah.
So people don't want to stand up to that. People don't want to push back. They're in fear of just getting a pushback for having that opinion, but something needs to be said. And I feel like all these people who are bringing their kids to the drag shows and the people in drag who are performing, I want to say that there is some type of good intent, that they don't mean to be as provocative. They don't mean the harm, that they're almost just jaded, or they don't really realize what's happening.
Right.
I can defend that. For the tame ones, the tame drag queens who do have the big wig and they kind of do it like a clown, fully clothed, and they're reading the children, I get that you're a performer and you're not making enough money in the clubs and you want to make money elsewhere, and a local library is inviting you down to read to children. You love children. I get that, but you have far too many people dropping it low in front of children and doing their whole routine they do for grown adults for children, and that's just not going to cut it. And it's going to have to take the gays like me to stand up and say something that have nothing to lose. I'm going to talk about this forever. Like, you're going to be mad, but it is what it is.
Yeah. But you're going to keep talking until something happens.
It's going to take more people from the actual community to speak up and say it, because others aren't.
It's so, which is the same thing that happened to me by being biracial, going, oh, let's talk about the black issues. They're like, oh, okay, well, when she says it, we're going to allow it. Or when Amir says it, we're going to allow it.
Right.
It's such an issue. And I encourage people who are not within these communities to go ahead and talk their shit too, and do the same thing, and say what they got to say. It might not be as well received as a me or a you, but it's important that they do it too. And with your video, which I kind of found hilarious, if you go on YouTube, which we can show my screen here, it says, this video may be inappropriate for some users, and you have to click an agreement that says, I understand and wish to proceed, which blows my mind, because you have
that
all
just
of these
happened
people
before this.
See? And you have all these people saying, this is appropriate for children. Children should be able to be around this. They need to be exposed to this. But me, a full-grown adult, can't go on YouTube and watch this video without signing an agreement.
Drives me up a wall. I made a reel on Instagram maybe a week and a half ago. It has almost 500,000 views, and that got demonetized from the little reels bonuses because of inappropriate dancing and sexual content. All it is videos of the drag queens dancing in front of children. Then my YouTube video, I check my notifications, and it's like, oh, this video has been restricted. And I'm like, well, why? Because of sexual content. And I'm like, well, all the content that I got was from YouTube, and it's them dancing in front of children. So it is funny how I'm restricted and my content is now, you know, age gapped, and a grown adult can't even go and watch, has to be of age to watch my video of grown adults dancing in front of children.
Clown
world. It's clown world.
It really is.
It's absolute clown world. And it's just funny. It's hypocritical. And it's a statement to where we're at today. The fact that that's even happened. That
all of
a video's age gap.
Sign of the times.
Of dancing. Yeah.
Yep. Sign of the times. Now, since I have to get your view of whether or not you're optimistic, pessimistic, as far as moving forward, I tend to be in the camp of this. How much crazier can it get? Like, how much are people going to continue to put up with? There's no way now. You got grown men twerking in front of kids, and you think this is going to go further than this? How do you feel about the future, and what do you want to see moving forward? And maybe what could happen that would make you go, you know what? I will identify as part of this community again.
I feel very optimistic, honestly. Mm-hmm. I feel optimistic that more people are going to, at the bare minimum, speak up to their close friends, like, hey, I actually don't want to go to that drag queen show, or hey, I don't think this should happen in front of children, like, not being hateful here, but it is a little inappropriate. I think that's going to happen because I posted that video on YouTube and I at that point I had like 6,000 subscribers. Now it's up to 13,000. In the views, it was like, you know, 2,000 views, 4,000 views. I'm like, cool, it's like getting churning. And then I woke up and it was at 150,000 views. And YouTube just pushed it out and I'm just reading the comments and it's just filled with gay people left and right just saying, hey, I've been wanting to say this, I just didn't know how. Or hey, thank you for making this video. Or hey, like you give me the courage to speak up. So that gave me a lot of hope. And I'm optimistic that more gays are speaking up about this because it is an issue that, you know, I don't even see how it can go farther. Because when you pull up to some of these drag show readings, you already have armed militias outside the door ready to pop off at each other. So I'm positive that more people are going to speak up about this, because if not, it's just not going to be pretty.
Yeah, and if you're watching this right now as a member of the LGBTQ community and you're feeling lost or isolated in the way that you feel, guess what? You're not at all. And you should go check out his video, read the comment section, and just find other like-minded people who are right there with you. And Amir is one of them. So go and subscribe to his channel. I wish we had more time to talk about this at length. We could go on for hours and hours with all the recent developments and new stories that are constantly coming out and people virtue signaling and forcing people to wear pride flags. Guys, I could go on. You know it. But Amir, you're going to be talking about this subject, I'm sure, far more than just this video alone. And you do that on your other platforms. Where can people follow you and support you?
Yeah, they can go at Amir X Odom, AmirXodom on Instagram. And same thing for YouTube as well. I'll be posting way more videos on this topic and all things, just everything. I'm super excited for it.
Thank you, Amir. I appreciate you coming on. And of course, we'll have you back on the show again to talk about this stuff. I imagine there's going to be way more videos. And like I said, sometimes it takes somebody. Yeah, unfortunately, you can make a career off of this these days. But yeah, we'll definitely have you back on the show. And everybody go and subscribe to Amir's channel.
Thank you so much.